We have discussed with you the offense of tradition, how that the tradition of men got in the way of them accepting what the Lord Jesus Christ said. Because the Lord Jesus Christ taught the Word of God, and the Word of God contradicts tradition. Now, I said that in today's study, the Lord willing, we would look with you at some of the dangers of tradition. And as we begin to do that, I would like for you to just keep in mind what I'm trying to share with you. Why do you believe what you believe? Do you believe it because the church in which you are has always taught it? Or do you believe it because it is in the Word of God? Do you believe what you believe because you've always been brought up that way? Or do you believe what you believe because you know the Word of God teaches it? This is the difference between tradition and doctrine. And I say to you, there are some very real dangers in mixing tradition and doctrine that exist even in our world today. Now, if we had a lot of time to spend with you, we could give you illustration after illustration of traditions which men have cited to us personally as justification for not hearing the Word of God and not obeying the Word of God. The danger of tradition actually is seen in the third verse by emphasizing that through the traditions of men, men transgress the commandments of God. Remember, that's what the Lord Jesus Christ said. You, by your traditions, transgress the commandments of God. Now, the word transgress is the translation of the Greek word parobaino, which means literally to turn aside. The emphasis is that individuals, because of their traditions, turn aside from the Word of God. How often has the Word been opened and the truth presented, and someone responded with, "Well, my church doesn't teach that." My friend, when you respond to the plain truth of the Word of God with a statement like that, you are substituting the tradition of men for the Word of God. You're turning aside, and I like that phrase, it explains it very well. You are turning aside the plain teaching of the Word in order to hold on to tradition, and that cannot be pleasing to the Lord. I have had folk tell me that they are associated with a certain group of religious people, and they say, "I don't believe what they teach. It grieves me what they do. But, you know, it's been a tradition in our family to be part of that group." And, well, the family would never understand if I severed connection with that group. You see, you're turning aside even what God wants you to do by adhering to tradition. This Greek word, which we have suggested to you, parabeno, which means turn aside, is a legal term, actually, that implies an individual who breaks a contract into which he has entered has violated that contract. The suggestion is that we have entered into a contract with God to abide by His Word, and we do not abide by His Word, substituting instead, in the words of the text, the commandments of men. We are breaking a contract which we've made with God. Many people get into trouble with contracts because they do not read the fine print in the contract. And many people are in trouble with God because they don't read the fine print in the Word. That's why it's absolutely essential to get under the Word and stay under the Word, that we might not transgress the doctrines of God. Well, verse 6 calls to our attention another danger of putting tradition in view of the Word, or in place of the Word. Notice the 15th verse again, the 6th verse rather, of Matthew chapter 15. "Honor not his father or mother," the man who gives the gift and honors not his father's mother, "he shall be free. Thus ye have made the commandment of God of none effect by tradition." There are individuals who accept tradition instead of the Word, just like these individuals about whom we've studied, who would not honor their father and mother by helping them out financially, and said instead that all of their money had been given to God, and what they really meant was, "When I die and have no longer use for it, I've given it to God, so I can't even help you now." The Lord Jesus Christ said, "You, by your commandments, have made of none effect. You, by your tradition, have made the word of God of none effect. Now, those two words, none effect, come from a Greek word, akouroo, which very literally means no authority. If you are willing to accept tradition instead of God's word, you are robbing the word of God of its authority. Now listen to me very closely. If you are so instructed in the word of God that you are following, or if you are so uninstructed in the word of God that you are following tradition instead of the word, you are saying to your children, you know, children, the word really has no authority. Oh, no, you may not say that with your lips, but you're saying it with your life. Oh, you say to them, I know the word says this, but our church doesn't say it. I know the word of God says this, but my mother and daddy taught me to believe this. You rob the word of the living God of its authority. And what a dangerous thing it is to bring up children without letting them know that the word of God is the final final word, the final note in everything that occurs. Now, another danger of substituting tradition for the word of God is that it leads individuals into hypocrisy, as described in verses 7 and 8 of Matthew 15, where the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." Tradition develops a nurtured hypocrisy. Following tradition gives individuals a sense of security and satisfaction that causes them to live up to something that they have been taught, and by which they live day by day, but which there is no power, and in which there is no way that they can even keep the things that they say they want to keep. This Bible that I hold in my hand today is sharper than any two-edged sword. When you put yourself, spirit-filled, under the responsibility of the living Word, you do not have empty traditions that are impossible to follow. You have the Word that will revolutionize your life. And when you live by tradition, the result is a hypocritical life where open allegiance is to Christ is declared, but the heart is far from God. Would you ask yourself that question today? Really, do you believe what you're doing? Do you believe what you're saying? Do you believe what you're teaching? Or have you just always accepted? God said, tradition creates hypocrisy. There's one final thing that I would like to suggest to you as a danger relative to accepting tradition instead of the Word of God. And that's brought to my attention by what I read in verse 9. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Individuals who abide by tradition have a vain and empty worship that results in nothing. I would like to emphasize today that there are individuals who are resting on tradition and who are going to spend eternity in hell because tradition, the substitute for the Word of God, untruth, even though it is declared from the most holy pulpit that you may know, will result in a worship that is in vain. Oh, my dear friend, I would beg of you today to examine that upon which you stand. Do you know that your practices, religiously speaking, are based upon the Word of God? Or are you doing something that has been done all through the centuries and you've just done it because your fathers and your grandfathers have done it? Oh, please don't misunderstand me today. I do thank God for the great heritage of our Christian faith, for the mighty warriors that have marched down the corridors of time and this very day stand in the presence of our Savior. And I thank God for the great heritage that they've left us, something we can build upon and something that can cause us to be strong, strong, strong now in a way that we could not have been if it had not been for the heritage they left us. I'm not talking about what men have left us because they lived in the light of the Word of God. I'm talking about the vain imaginings of men, to which men hold for a variety of reasons. And so my question today for you, yes, as I probe a little, I don't mean to be cruel, but as I probe a little, why do you worship where you worship? Why do you follow that religious practice that you follow? Why do you make the statements that you make? Oh, you can say, not bristling, I hope, why, I do it because it's in the Word of God. And I say, amen, thank God for that. You've been confused. You've been questioning perhaps something that you are doing and you wonder why you're doing it. I beg of you, look into the Word of God. And if there is no reason for it, then drop it. If there is a reason in the Word of God, be more diligent than you ever have, because the individual who walks in the light of the Word of God is going to please God, and the individual who does not walk in the light of God's Word is going to displease Him. Let's all try to please Him who died for us.